Kenny is with us right now on the Today's Home Auto Radio Show. Kenny, how are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Certainly. Buckling floors. We've certainly been hearing a lot about us. Tell us what's happening with yours.
We have a 1920 home, and we have the small one-inch cart pine flooring, and it just seems like when summertime comes, the floors buckle, and then when the wintertime comes, they kind of recede down a little bit, but it happens every year. I mean, is there something that we can do to prevent the buckling or to help stop it? Or
it's all about the moisture. But by the way, you mentioned the one-inch heart pine floors. I was in a house the other day, and I just had to think about, you know, this house I was in was probably 100 years old, and
that was my home.
Oh, okay. And then you have all of this flooring, and you just think about those poor guys back then hand nailing all of that wood over and over and over. Well, I'll tell you, it's quite a phenomenon when you think about what moisture can do to a home. I mean, it affects so many things. And when you're talking about during summertime, when the heat is adding to any moisture that might be introduced into a home, and of course, these boards are nice and tight, so they have to expand a little bit, the fibers of that, because the top of the wood is all sealed. It's not coming from the top of the wood because you have stain, you've got all of the urethane on it and so forth. The underside has nothing. Yes, it's nailed down on maybe some felt and another subfloor or whatever, but that moisture from underneath. So the one thing we usually recommend as a starting point to try to minimize that expansion and contraction is to make sure you have plastic on the ground all throughout the underside of the house. Do you know if that's the case in your crawl space?
It does not have it.
Okay. First of all, now, that's not a real, let's say, sexy home improvement project there. It's really not fun getting under that house, but you can make it easier by getting a disposable crawl suit, put on your favorite hat, gloves, and a really good... I'll tell you, those headlamps are really cool and very inexpensive these days that you can get, the little LED headlamps. And then just know that you're going to get a little dirty and messy and sore from rolling around under there. And then if you cut sheets that are like 10 foot long or so, and that'll fit between your piers. And I'll tell you another little secret that I did one time. I actually used a couple pieces of small rope and got from one end of the house, and I took those two ropes, and I crawled down to the other end where the plastic was, attached those to the plastic, rolled over out of the way, and my friend pulled that so that you're not having to crawl around that much, and pulled that plastic all the way to from one end of the house to the other. Then I was able to get back on top of the fresh plastic and spread it out and make sure it covered everything. And then we did the next section of the house. It made it a lot easier and almost like a game. But what happens, though, is you're blocking out that moisture that's migrating up to the house. That moisture is going to find its way in your house because your air conditioning and heating is working. It's pulling air into your house from every little crack and crevice it possibly can. And along with that is that hot moist air that's going to come in and affect your hardwood floor and the comfort level of your home. So that's an inexpensive way to do it. Probably going to cost you about $60, $70 or something along those lines, but it'll immediately make a difference. And of course, make sure that you have the air flowing through from one side of the house to the other, that it's not completely closed in crawl space.
Gotcha. Now, is there a certain thickness that you use on that poly you put down?
Usually I would use 6 mil. It's a standard thicker type of material, and it allows it to lay down. My producer, Dennis, has some input here.
I just wondered, is there insulation under the house?
It is not insulated.
Yeah. Well, that definitely will help as well, and we would recommend using mineral wool insulation. Our friends at Rockwool is a great way to go on that, because it does prevent that again protecting that moisture from getting under there. And I'll tell you what, when you get the plastic on the ground, it's a lot easier to put that material up than just working off of the dirt.
Gotcha. Thank you so much.
All right, man. We're glad to help you on that. And get those floors laying down where you're not tripping over them when you're running into the refrigerator to get that snack tonight. So
exactly. Thank you.
Okay, my pleasure. Thanks a lot there, Kenny.